Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we do have, obviously, a ton of incredibly important news here on the day before the end of the world, and I'm being sarcastic. But there's probably going to be some hysteria tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. We've got some very frightening reports here, very concerning reports we're going to be going over from around the world, not just here in the United States. We've also got a bunch of fiscal cliff news. The globalists are driving us off the fiscal cliff. France is the model. They will just keep bankrupting things and bankrupting things until there is an 80%+ federal tax rate. And the globalists, of course, will be exempt and get all that money. That's why the ultra-rich sleazebags like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all of them are lobbying for more taxes because they're tax-exempt. Don't know how else to explain that to everybody. They're all in tax-free foundations, and they the general public just has no idea how things really work. It's so frustrating to watch these crooks, and that's what they are. Warren Buffett's been engaged in all sorts of criminal bailouts. It's come out in the news. He never gets in trouble. This makes the Keating Five look like good guys. So we're going to be breaking all that down today. And more on the state police in Texas defending, pulling people over and doing cavity searches now. And they say they're just going to set up checkpoints basically and start doing this. This country is just living in the twilight zone, and it's only going to get more insane from here on out. So we're going to be breaking that down. Obviously, the open assault on the Second Amendment with a new task force that will call for, well, banning of all semi-autos, banning of sale, banning of private sales, selling a gun to your neighbor or trading a gun. Just an absolute way to assault gun owners in this country. They want to put people on a no gun buy list. We're going to be breaking all of that down as well. Just extrajudicial activities where they just throw you on a list. We're going to be going over all of these different facets from different angles today. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to give the phones out, the phone number out. It's important to take calls, and I don't take as many as I'd like, and I always kind of repeat myself that I have a wish to take more calls. And a cocktail of things always happens where you get people calling in with such interesting topics that we digress for 20 minutes, or I don't get to your calls for an hour. Or when I do get to your calls, it's just all over the map, which is sometimes interesting, sometimes not. I mean, obviously, I'd like to talk about the state of our world and what you see coming up in 2013. Do you see it as a critical year, the most critical in our history? Or do you just think that everything's going to be fine or somewhere in between? I'll give the number out coming up in the next segment, and we'll discuss some of that. Obviously, we also are going to have a very informative guest on today to give us kind of a foreshadowing and an idea of what the NRA is going to do tomorrow in a press conference they're going to have. And that's Bob Barr, the former congressman, and also activist with Liberty Guard, resisting the tyranny of the TSA. He is an NRA board member, and he will be joining us coming up for about 30 minutes in the third hour today to talk about Sandy Hook and to talk about the Newtown massacre and all the rest of it. There is also a video that's not even on Infowars.com yet. I'm going to get it posted up there. Obama runs gun hoax. Actually, I think we should change that headline to Obama caught in gun hoax. In fact, guys, you give that to the webmasters in there and have them post Obama caught in gun hoax. When I shot this special report last night before I left, I think I wanted to go with the headline, Obama caught in gun hoax, or Obama caught in massive gun fraud. Obama caught in massive Second Amendment fraud. I don't know. We'll figure out a headline. It's very important. I want to play that here as well because we actually go over all the statistics and your phone calls. So it's all coming up today, and it is a Thursday. Here, my friends, the 20th day of December, 2012.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to InfoWars.com, you will see the headline there, special report, Obama caught in gun hoax. Obama caught in gun hoax. Senator proposes military occupation of schools in wake of Sandy Hook shooting. Mass shooting victim stands up to anti-gunners. Powerful video right there. Piers Morgan's sarcasm about school massacre stokes anger. He actually said on his Twitter that he's glad about the shooting because now he can get our guns. A very, very sick, filthy person. The lowest of the low scum, caught lying basically with tabloids about people and running all sorts of just absolutely wicked operations, reportedly with hacking. That's why he really won't go back to England, because the word is they're going to slap handcuffs on him. And that's what they do. They import lowest of the low to this country to come here and tell us to turn our guns in. It's amazing. Continuing, Obama orders children murdered. That's a special report we did on the drones, where he signs death orders knowing it will kill children. A very powerful video that I would imagine they're going to try to censor, so see it while you can. Media calls for Obama to act like a dictator and ban guns. That's another video report on our text report from yesterday. And, of course, Reuters calling for that. And that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down on the Second Amendment front today. Guns out of stock at Walmart as magazine prices surge. They are selling out everywhere. In fact, I actually talked to some folks that work at Dick's Sporting Goods in the gun department. And they said, look, they were already sold out of Bushmasters and couldn't get them. And I happen to know that most gun shops were sold out of most semi-automatics, especially the military style. It just means they're black. They're not wooden. It's pretty much the same thing as the hunting rifles. These idiots don't know that. And that they were already sold out in Dick's all over the country. Bushmaster is 6 months to 9 months, depending on the type, a year behind. A year. Well, we've talked about this before. Ruger's almost a year out. Most manufacturers are 6 months to a year out. So it's a total hoax. As usual, everything's a hoax with these people, that, oh, they're not going to sell the guns now. They can't get the guns now. I wanted a 50 caliber. I already have one. I got about a decade ago or more, but I wanted a Barrett, and I had to look around for 3 months and pay a premium and ship it into a gun shop here in Austin. Actually, a police supply facility that sells to the general population as well, from North Carolina. 3 months to get one, and that was months ago. And I'm going to roll that sucker out on the TV show as soon as we relaunch it, but the Brothers in Arms gun show. First thing we're going to do is go up in helicopters and take care of some wild hogs, but side issue, we're going to have another drone episode come out as well. I've just been so busy, I don't have time to even stop and smell the roses ever because there's so much globalist crime going on. So that's some of the gun news. Also, guns Obama administration handed to Mexican drug lords continue to turn up at crime scenes in Mexico and the U.S., including another dead child. So that's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Hillary is continuing to be sick now for 4 or 5 days. She can't testify about Benghazi. They're caught red-handed. They ordered a White House stand-down for 8 hours. They had a huge CIA torture base full of special forces down the street. That's another big scandal. Of course, Obama has increased the torturing. See, if Obama says one thing, he's going to do the other. Unless he promises to take your guns and destroy freedom and bankrupt the country, then, of course, he keeps those promises. So we're going to be looking at some of that today as well. And well, they've now, because of the lawsuit and the public backlash, they've suspended with pay the Texas female trooper who was called to the scene by male troopers to, on video, and we showed this yesterday, it's now a big story around the country after Drudge Report linked to it yesterday, actually, you know, with force, shoving her hand into the woman's rear end and then into, I mean, in the pants, with force, you could see it into her female sexual organ. And then she goes over to her sister, both attractive women. It's funny, it always seems to be attractive women. I don't know what it is about defiling them. It just seems to bring in the sharks with TSA and others. And then they went after the other one with the same glove. And it's in the court filing with the doctor's report. One woman got a serious infection. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You know, if you're a man out there, maybe public school, you know, brought up on Ritalin and Prozac, never had a girlfriend, never been married. You know, infections with women is a big deal. And, you know, the first thing girls are taught is don't touch the back and then the front. And I hate to have to get off into all this, but this is a woman doing this to her. So there's the beautiful blonde with the female trooper grabbing her breast and then going into, well, into her rectum. And then turning her around, repeatedly checking in there, and now she goes in the front, and she really goes after her sister. And this is all supposedly looking for marijuana, which is the only drug the government doesn't ship in mass, though they've been caught doing that. They ship in the heroin, the cocaine, a lot of the pre-ingredients are sold to the methamphetamine labs that are authorized, not the small bathtub ones they target. They're trying to put half the school kids on deadly psychotropics and speed drugs like Ritalin. The troops have been ordered for 11 years to publicly grow the opium. It went from 9% of the world supply to 93% out of Afghanistan. Giant C-130s flying in daily. Smack epidemic all over Europe, all over Asia. Publicly, the U.S. military is forced to grow it, give them the fertilizer, security, ship it in. so the troopers can pull you over saying they saw you flick a cigarette out the window. They think it might be marijuana. And then they just order you. And you know what? If you don't follow the order, they're going to taser you. You resist that, they're going to gun you down. And you have to understand something. At first, the state police said, this is good. This is their policy. The director of DPS, when this video got reviewed, first by the local head, captain, that's why the suit's now happening. And when the public was outraged, they went, oh, okay, we'll suspend her with pay. We'll look at it now. So I want to explain something to you. When these lunatics pull you over, now, they're not just going to take your blood without warrants or rubber stamps. They're not just going to take your kids to CPS for no reason. They're now going to jam their hands into your body. Just like I've watched TSA search 20 people in a row with the same glove, and I mean going in the pants. I mean, imagine any country in history where they stick their hands down your pants, and the TSA backed off a little bit and stopped really squeezing all the time when there were lawsuits and things. But now the police are doing it. So I'm going to get back into that today as well. I want to get into the latest 2012 news, and there is a lot of it. We'll be tracking it throughout the day and then tomorrow. In some time zones, I guess midnight tonight, my time, and in some time zones, I guess in Asia, the end of the world will begin. No one knows the exact hour of when it's going to be begin. NASA is, and I'm being sarcastic, and to be clear, I don't believe it's the end of the world, never have said that. NASA is getting flooded with calls, emails, people showing up saying, why won't you tell us where Nibiru Planet X is that's going to kill us? Well, let me explain something to the people panicking in Japan and China and France and the United States and Mexico and everywhere else. People are people, pretty darn stupid some of the time. Let me explain something to you. There is no Mayan prophecy. It doesn't say this. A. B. If you had a big gas giant like they claim Nibiru is, if it was going to hit us in the next 24 hours, it would be gigantic. Okay? Amateur astronomers with the hundreds of thousands of telescopes, I've got one, cost me like $5,000 that I bought back in college. When I had time, I'd go out in the hills at night where it was clear out in the desert outside Austin, like Llano, and I could see, you know, the pink and purple of Saturn. I could find asteroids when it was clear night, well-known asteroids, nebulas. I took some great photos of those. The point is that I got to find where those are. I got a bunch of incredible photos I took with my dad hooking a camera up to the telescope, 10-inch Meade reflector. And even back then, you could computerize program and it would track everything. It's amazing. Most of the Kuiper Belt objects that have been found out past Pluto, now hundreds of them, were found by amateur astronomers because they're the ones that are able to have more eyes on the data, not the big giant ones. Not the big McDonnell Douglas, you know, out in West Texas. There is now doomsday panic going on, okay? And I pray that there's not violence. I pray that there's not attacks. I pray that there's not mass suicides or mass shootings. There's a lot of in-the-world stuff going on right now. I hope there's not hell-bop type stuff. And I'll add this. I tuned in to talk radio this morning. And when I got brought up on one of the shows, guess what they said? Well, isn't the world ending tomorrow? Oh, yeah, that's what he thinks. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess he's ready for the end of the world. And I know when it's not the end of the world tomorrow, they will say in the media that I said it'd be the end of the world, when I've been saying for 10 years or more it's total fraud. And they'll edit me together and say that I said it's the end of the world. So you, the listeners, know the truth. And I'm not trying to defend myself from lies. It's just that people use lies or distortions about what we do here to try to scare people away from the information. And most of the attacks we go through are fraudulent. And it's just so immoral that people consciously and knowingly manufacture things about this broadcast that are not true. It's just not fair. But the world isn't fair. So you have to understand why the system uses deception on you. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to give the number out. Let me just give it out now. 800-259-9231 on any subject you wish to broach. 800-259-9231. It is December 20th, 2012. The end of the world starts sometime in the next 12 to 24 hours. According to Hollywood and the mainstream media that hyped all this, they'll now attack all the fools that buy into their hype. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By the way, it's gotten almost no attention. You know, a few weeks ago, Rand Paul declared victory. I think he was fooled and said, hey, we've got an amendment to the NDAA saying you can't secretly arrest Americans and disappear them. But actually, that amendment said you can't do it in this act unless already in another act. So it was a little lawyer trick. But they've dropped the Feinstein Amendment completely and are expanding it to not only secretly arrest citizens, but openly get rid of what's left of Posse Comitatus and designate the U.S. Army to take out veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists who are listed as the main terror threat, not Al-Qaeda, openly run by the federal occupational government. Again, they brag everywhere that they run America. They've captured us. If you're a new listener, you can just go to Infowars.com and just type into the search engine there on the site. Bankers declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe, and then you can see dozens of links and video clips where world leaders announce we are their slaves. They're very proud of it. Infowars.com/search, and you can find all that. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered, and you can find that right there for you. I think it's kind of a big deal, and they have conquered us. They now pull over our people and ram their hands into our bodies with no judge, no jury, no drug dog, no nothing. They use the same glove on four different orifices. Again, I mean, they're now saying this is standard. We're going to do this to everybody. They're defending it. And they will start disappearing people. They've got pickup lists they've already set up. They're already trying the police for that, just to arrest you under a national security filing in the database where it's not an arrest warrant. It's a pickup order, and you just disappear. And then there's CIA bases in the U.S. and all over the world where, what was in the news again this week, where they sodomize you. First thing they do. Because they like it. I mean, they do it themselves. They enjoy it. So, but that's what the good guys do, according to them, including children. I know it's completely evil. And you're like, man, this is really crazy what he's saying. Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it? And it's all happening, and it's all going to get worse. Because we say 50-plus million babies since 1973 weren't humans. And if you could rationalize that killing babies in the womb up to 9 months when they could be adopted on the spot is not a human. But 1 minute after they're out of the womb, you'll be charged with murder one if you kill that baby. If people can rationalize that, well, then the sky's the limit. And I'm already ranting here. In doomsday news, and believe me, it's pouring out, local school district cancels classes due to doomsday talk, potential threats. By the way, I saw all sorts of head-on collisions driving into work today. People being blown out of their lanes on four-lane roads. Two lanes one way, two lanes the other. If I was people in Central Texas, I'd stay off the road right now. That's the real threat. There's some deaths happening out there. I can tell you that right now. I mean, I've never had my vehicle blown around like it was today, except when I went through a tornado once. Side issue. Maybe that's Planet X coming in to kill us. I'm joking. Continuing here. Fearful end of the world. Callers flood NASA. That's out of the Los Angeles Times. If there's one government agency really looking forward to December 22nd, it's NASA. The space agency said it's been flooded with calls, emails from people asking about the purported end of the world, which, as the doomsday myth goes, is apparently set to take place December 21st, 2012. And people are freaking out. If the Mayan prophecy is true, just how might it all end on Friday? Scientists foretell the cataclysms that could bring on doomsday. And I'm thinking about doing a live Skype tonight from the undisclosed location, or not Skype, Justin TV or one of those channels that we have channels on, to give a speech maybe at 11 o'clock tonight, 12 o'clock Eastern, where in many parts of the world, for many hours, the end of the world will be well into transpiring. And I can, I guess, also go out in the parking lot of the Christmas party and aim my camera up in the sky and try to find the big red planet coming to kill us. And, of course, or they say the sun's going to blow up, or they say that there's going to be a pole shift or a bunch of other garbage like comets hitting us and the rest of it. And then, meanwhile, all the real crises are just being ignored. And I guarantee you they're going to say, Gregorian calendar, 3 days difference. The 21st is really the 24th. We'll be dead in 3 days. Look for that. I just know how this stuff works. Because I remember back in 2000, 2001, 2003, it was always another year, Planet X, Nibiru, we're all dead. And meanwhile, rogue planets do come through the inner solar system. Kuiper belt objects. There are comets. There are real threats. I'm not saying that couldn't happen someday. There's evidence it's happened many times before. The problem is it isn't happening tomorrow. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. Not just the InfoWars.com radio show, films, TV show, special reports saying Obama will use executive orders and ATF rules to physically ban your semi-autos. First, they're going to try to ban the manufacturer and sale. Then they're going to say you have to physically turn them in. They're now all announcing this. And in a way, it's good now that they're just out in the open with it, because as they made all the preparations, as they train the police and military for gun confiscation the last few years in the Army manuals, I mean, it's a fact. That guys, you guys type in Army manual covers gun confiscation. It's an InfoWars.com article, but it links to the Army manual. It's a different one than the relocation, mass arrest, reeducation camp one. So since I mentioned that, I want to give people the gun confiscation Army manual that came out, 2 years ago. And so the military is training for this, and it's had the side effect that's a good side effect of actually waking the military up. They're like, wow, we're being trained to lock down U.S. cities and go door-to-door taking guns. And, again, you're like, this will never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if I told you 5 years ago that the state police would pull over people for taillights out or for flicking a cigarette or for no insurance or whatever, because now they have license plate readers that can tell if you're out of insurance, and then just say, okay, get out. You got drugs on you? Nope. Okay, spread your legs. Boom, I'm going in. And as if that isn't bad enough, two sisters, four different orifices, same glove, on squad car video, in front of the camera. And the state police said, that's our policy, we'll do this whenever we want. A policy. Is it your policy that you're going to take my bank account? Yeah, they're doing that in France. They're doing that here without warrants. Is it your policy to put fluoride in the water that brain damages us? Yeah. See, folks, we're already so deep into this. But parallel to all this tyranny, there's still all this liberty. You see, now they want to fully absorb it. It's FM 3-39.40. Yep, and it's got the gun confiscation in it there for you. Might want to go read that, how they're going to process you with your Social Security numbers, how they're going to take your guns, how they're going to cordon your town. And then the Army War College, Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers have put billboards up at the bases. They say, yeah, our new enemy will be the Tea Party, and we're going to have to battle them. And they call the officers in and teach them that. Hey, 15 years ago, I talked to ROTC students, and since then it's been mainstream news. Every ROTC group I've talked to at colleges in Austin, San Antonio were the first places 15 years ago, just on the air in Austin, Central Texas. Now it's all over the country. And then we got video of it. Do you know who the ROTC, when they go out on maneuvers to military bases, do you know who they train to fight? When my uncle was in ROTC getting ready to go take helicopter training and going to college, they were training to fight communists overseas. Do you know who, at least since the 90s, the military trains to fight? They train to fight U.S. gun owners, militias. And you can find that in the New York Times. Just type in, scouts train to fight terrorists and more. And it's got dozens of color photos, and the first paragraph says, training to take on a disgruntled vet. This is the type of stuff that we're talking about here as a society. So, this is not rumors. I just gave you Army manual. I just gave you the name of the New York Times. If you know people in the ROTC, go ask them. They drill to take you and your family and break you up and load you on trucks and trains and take you to torture centers. Our government runs torture centers all over the world. That's on record. Guys, pull up the Guardian or AP. Innocent citizens arrested and raped. You're like, man, why is always rape? Because if you're a globalist, you get into CIA black site, ghost site operations because you like to rape people. You like to pull their teeth out with pliers. They run Al-Qaeda on record. This is not our government. And only admitting the truth is going to save us. It's compartmentalization where they've now got it where federal and state courts have ruled if you don't answer a cop's question, they taser you as part of pain compliance. And the courts say, oh, that's okay. Oh, in one case in New York State a few years ago, it was the man would not give a urine sample while strapped to a gurney. So they tasered him 11 times. There was another case where the guy had a heart attack and died, and the court said, that's okay. They kill you with electricity if you don't urinate in a cup when they order you to. Folks, that is a North Korean death dungeon. Oh, but it's to stop drugs. The war on drugs the government publicly ships in. That's the illegal ones. Then they're always trying to, get everybody on their psychotropics and stuff. It's even worse. So I said I'd go to your calls. I just want everybody to get here. I'm not putting a bad face on the government. The government's gone. And the only thing holding it back is that some of the bureaucrats in the government aren't pure evil, and so they don't fully enforce what they've been told to enforce. They want you broken. Where now all over the country, they do cavity searches. I see this in Florida, Arizona, Tennessee. I see these articles all the time. And the videos. Yeah, court rules that CIA tortured and sodomized innocent person. But, I mean, if it was a bad guy, why do you sodomize him? You like it. You see, where can you go chain people down? And it's still illegal, but they get away with it under national security and rape them. Well, the CIA or one of these private defense contractor groups. And I just can't believe how much trouble we're in. And now they're like, well, yeah, we're going to pull you over and get your daughters out. And we don't change gloves on you animals. I mean, it's bad enough. And it's rape to do this to these women. But now we're seen as animals. Where the TSA sticks their hands down people's pants all day. And I've sat there after I've gone through the security checkpoint, you know, for the underwear bomber the government put on the plane, and I've sat there and watched him, and they just get people all day and just go right in their pants, same glove. It's just such a sick joke. Totally sick, because you're an animal, and they don't change those gloves on purpose. Get over here, you animal. We own you. All right, that's enough. We don't even need to show the video again. We've already, it's up at InfoWars.com. I said I'd go to your phone calls. All I know is, driving in this morning and, get to hear talk radio say, oh, Alex Jones. Yeah, I guess he's getting ready for the end of the world. See, people know to say that right before the day, knowing that most people don't routinely listen to the show. And they're going to think, oh, well, he's discredited. The end of the world didn't happen. And that'll be said all over the country and all over the world. Alex is wrong. The world didn't end. And they don't care. And they'll edit it together all over the place where I say it's the end of the world. See, because in this system, being a winner, according to the establishment, is deceiving people. Playing you like you're dumb. And only when you're unconscious, only when you don't question, only when you're simple-minded, on purpose, only when you're willfully ignorant, can they get away with this on you. Just like Connecticut having the 4th strongest gun laws, he tried to buy guns not once, not twice, not three times. We now learn 5 times the month before he supposedly did it, even if you believe the official fable, narrative, Easter Bunny story. And they went to a victim disarmament zone where the media advertises, hey, let us give mentally ill people on psychotropic drugs an idea. Go to schools and kill everybody. Go to malls and kill everybody. And then they get up there and grandstand. You know, remember Bill Maher just a month ago said, more death's good, more car accidents, more shooting, more death. It's what I want. Now he's so sad for the children and says, ban the guns. No, he is a knowing establishment member who knows he's an authoritarian posing as a supposed liberal when he is a dripping anti-human exterminist on record. And I've talked to multiple Hollywood people that have had dinner with this guy. And let me tell you, he is a nasty little bugger. Nasty, 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 unhappy, materialistic, worldly piece of garbage. And again, liking material is not bad. It's just that it can't be the top of your hierarchy of needs. I mean, we're in a pickle, I have to tell you. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to those and get into all this other news and some special reports. And Bob Barr, NRA board member, will be giving us kind of a first breakdown. He won't be officially speaking for the NRA. Their official press conference will be tomorrow, but he's a senior member of the board. And I hope to God they come out and defend the Second Amendment, because the presidential task force. And see, when the president comes to you, most people like, well, the president's invited me to, you know, they're inviting the NRA to come and decide what to do, to be co-opted. So when the president announces executive orders, they say, well, we had, you know, 10 governors on the governor council appointed because they're good little minions. And we had some people from the Congress on the president's council. Joe Biden goes out and creates a council, invites everyone. Here's what everyone has to say. Then they certify some garbage. They've already told us what it is. Let me tell you what it is a month out before it comes out. They won't waste time, though. I would guess that by the 15th or so of next month, even though Congress comes in on the 3rd of January, by the 15th or so, you'll have the proposal. They're not going to waste time on this. It's going to be banned. Well, they've already told us what it is. But they're going to have a commission, though, but they're already telling us what the commission's going to say. They did this on the 9/11 commission. Shut down gun shows, shut down private sales, even a father giving his son a gun or grandfather giving his son a gun or vice versa, vis-a-vis. I've given my dad a few guns. He's given me a few. You know, he gave me his first lever action 243 Savage. But that itself has probably killed 200 deer. The point is that, killed my first deer with it. The point is that, what was I getting at there? There's just so much going on. Oh, yeah. They're going to shut down the gun shows. They're going to create federal task forces and redouble the money for ATF. They've already built the biggest federal building in D.C. is a new ATF building. They're going to use rules to ban importation and a bunch of other things. They're going to go after the ammo with taxes on ammo and tracking ammo. And they're going to encourage lawsuits against gun manufacturers. And they're going to ban the sale, period, of all semi-autos, including hunting rifles. Because all these so-called assault rifles are just black hunting rifles. So that they, you know, wood gets tarnished and breaks and things in combat. That's what they say. I personally like the Russian-style, quote, assault rifles. They are wood. That's not really my experience, but it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Just get ready for it all. We told you it was coming. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists. Oh, no one wants your guns. No one. That's crazy. Really, all these groups have always sworn to get our guns. We have all their quotes in the new magazine. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Chuck in New Jersey. Police searches. What, are you un-American? You don't want warrantless having people put their hands in your wife? Go ahead.
No, Alex, actually don't. Got to tell you, I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to you for a few years. I've had some disagreements about some of the stuff that you talk about, particulars on the JFK case, which I studied intensely. But about this situation with the police and the way that this has evolved, over the years, I mean, I would say in the 90s, when I would be walking down the street in my own neighborhood, I would often be stopped as a young man and have my pockets emptied and ID demanded of me and things like this randomly. Now, this kind of thing has evolved now to serious searches, actually seizing people and things like
this. Oh, no. They've had something like 500,000 searches a year now in New York City where they just street searches. Where they're now pulling pants off women. They're now, I mean, this is the new deal where you line up, I'm shoving my hand up you, and this is the new freedom. In fact, the new handshake in America will probably become just bending over. I mean, I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
No, I got you, because I lived in New York City for a while as well. I lived on the Lower East Side, and that stuff, again.
Government wants to put its hands on you because it wants to put shots in you. It's all about medical tyranny. Go ahead.
But it's about control, and it's about conditioning, I think, because generally this causes.
Can you imagine in a historical style, you know, movie like Roots, if the slave masters were shoving their hands into the women and then going over to another woman? I mean, you'd be like those horrible slave owners, and you would be. It'd be over the top that slave owners would do things like that. But when the police do it, it's like, I mean, I heard local talk radio going, maybe this is right. Maybe these women deserve it. You know, just random, pull you over, pull your wife over. All right, I'm going to stand you out on the side of the highway, and I'm going to rape you with my hand right now. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't try to talk over you, but the fact is, this is what I don't understand is why that so many are taking this kind of like this is normal, as if this was expected. This is not right, and it has evolved, I'm telling you, over time.
I know.
To where, and this didn't just start recently.
Sure, they put cancer viruses in the vaccines on record. They give children polio with the polio vaccine on record. They are a group of absolute psycho killers. I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Good to have you on board with us here. Folks, that's what you don't get out there. We have absolutely diabolical evil government at the top. And you've got all these idiots below that'll do horrible things because they really think they're protecting us. And it's going to get more and more nightmarish until we wake up to the facts. Mark, on the Sandy Hook convenient shooting for Mr. Crocodile Tears Obama. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex. Well, Alex, you know, you'd mentioned yesterday that you should really send some detectives up there to dig out what, you know, get the facts substantiated. But I just wanted to mention a couple to you. I know you've got a whole house full of detectives there, basically, so I think you're in a good position to do a great investigation.
Well, we're going to hire even more reporters and people soon because we're getting the Capitol in, but we are busy. We are slaving. I have a great crew just to get the nightly news out and everything every day. So, I mean, we probably should send somebody up to Sandy Hook. I just noticed this is happening during the holidays. In fact, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is probably a priority one type of investigation considering what's going to come out of this shooting. But Dr. Bill Deagle reported yesterday that the supposed Sandy Hook shooter, Adam Lanza, was found only with two handguns, not a Bushmaster assault rifle.
Well, no, that's what they first said. They arrested a bunch of different people, and those stories don't check out. And then now there's a lot of other suspicious stuff going on. And I said on record, the Dark Knight was programming. Now we've learned they mailed out Dark Knight t-shirts to random people in New York and Connecticut. There's an article up at Infowars.com. Confirmed section of Gotham renamed Sandy Hook in latest Dark Knight release. And then they sent out maps as part of a promotion to media and others saying target Sandy Hook. Bane, they sent out Bane command orders to Bane's army to attack Sandy Hook. And by the way, Adon Salazar stayed up all yesterday, all last night. He has bloodshot eyes to do the research on this. And the Gothamist newspaper in New York's picked it up. People are freaking out over this. People were mailed orders from Bane, kids and people, teenagers, saying attack Sandy Hook. What do you think of that?
Absolutely, Alex. It's all right out there in the open, and if enough publicity and enough of it can be given out to the public, maybe it can turn things for a while.
This thing has PSYOP written all over it. I said Batman is the trigger for mass shootings on record dozens of times.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Logic is the enemy and truth is a menace. Sounds like something that Piers Morgan would endorse. We'll continue with your calls. Nicole, Lauren, Ronnie, Mike, and many others. Nicole's calling in about her girls searched. And I was just talking to Melissa Melton about her children here in Austin that go to a government training facility. I don't blame her. That's how they set up the system where you pretty much got to do that. And they went through making them get under the desk and banging on the doors, telling them the killers were coming to get them. Total mind control to create fear and teach you you're not safe. Only the state can protect you. And America is becoming a giant re-education camp. And I don't just say that as a figure of speech. That's what's happening. And it's now time for people to get involved in the information war. A great way to do it is to get the Alex Jones Everything Special, 20-plus films I produced, including the latest, Strategic Relocation, that gets into how they want to control the cities and break things down, for $99.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. You can still give us a Christmas gift. We're going to keep this special running in perpetuity, really. One PrisonPlanet.tv membership, one membership for $5.95 a month, you and then 10 other people. So it's really 11. It's really 11 memberships for one. But if the 10 people, were paying, it would be 59 cents a piece. So you go get one membership for $5.95 a month, and you really technically get 11 memberships. It's even better than we say. Just so to create a new username and passcode that is easy to remember, put it in an e-card or put it in a physical card and say, hey, here's your news documentary film membership to the number one / internet TV show in the world. And undoubtedly, from all the metrics, we are number one when it comes to internet news, period. And when it comes to Patriot news, it's not debatable. And again, I'm not bragging that we're number one. That's how you get your family to watch. If you go, here's a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I use that name because the globalists want a Prison Planet. But more and more, we just call it InfoWarsNews.com because it sounds, more newsy. People don't get, well, what's a Prison Planet TV? PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can also get their InfoWarsNews.com and just say, here's the URL. Here's the username passcode, and here is your membership. Go watch all these different films, the nightly news, the daily radio show has video feeds, Paul Watson's book, Alex Jones's book, dozens of other documentaries, 17 years of material. The site's almost been up 10 years, but it's even got stuff that predates the site. You can do your last-minute Christmas shopping right now and just finish it. Let's say you got 30 people to give gifts to. You buy three monthly memberships for $5.95 apiece. That's like $17, $18. And you can give it to a lot of folks, 30-plus people. So take action today, and it supports the broadcast. Not really. It just pays for the bandwidth. Our goal is just to get the information out to people.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back now into hour number two, and I'm going to try to hurry through more of your calls. Obviously, we're going to be covering the whole Benghazi situation. We're going to be breaking down what's happening with the fake fiscal cliff and all the rest of it, and the latest news on 2012 hysteria that unfortunately is starting to get pretty bad. I hope there's no mass shootings or bombings or killings or suicides by people that bought into the mainstream media globalist hype over the last 30 years. But better believe patriots will be blamed for all of it. By the way, we've now confirmed the communist Chinese government is in their official People's Daily is calling for the American people to be disarmed. That article is going up at Infowars.com very, very soon. Paul Watson's working on that. Let's talk to Nicole in Michigan. Girls searched. Tell us what happened, or are you commenting on the women that were searched?
I'm commenting on the women that were searched.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The problem that people are not really addressing is, what if one of these women, or anybody else who's had the misfortune of being searched, were searched after someone else was searched who had an STD?
Well, number one, in no culture ever did police just pull people over and shove their hands in their body, much less to two different women. But it's done on purpose as an act of total domination and power grabbing. And the shameful Texas Rangers, and we're going to have a quick report on this with their statements with David Knight in here at the bottom of the hour, they said searches are whatever we call reasonable. And so the New York cop, according to that, who sodomized a man with a broken broom handle till he almost bled to death, that is called a reasonable search by these people. As long as they call it reasonable. I mean, I guess they could move in, you walk in, state police are in your easy chair, drinking your beer, you're like, get out of my house. Hey, this is reasonable. We're God, we're reasonable. And this is the way America is now. We're overrun by control freaks. And heaven help us. So everyone's debating, can they do this to us? Of course they can. A reasonable search is going to the judge. Will you guys print me the Fourth Amendment or bring me a citizen rule book? After the break, I'll read it for folks. This is not my opinion. The First Amendment's not my opinion. The Second, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth. And they just tell an ignorant public, oh, no, no, no. The Fourth Amendment says we say it's reasonable to pull over your daughters and to rape them with our hands. That's what it is. I don't care what they call it. Sticking your hands in somebody. I mean, it'd be one thing if the only way you could do this search is if you pulled them over and they said, I just shoved a cyanide pill in myself. Then you could, in an emergency situation, hold them down, taser them, and try to get it out of them if you wanted to save their life. Most cops just sit there and let you die. I mean, or if someone said they just shoved an 8-ball of cocaine up their, you know, rear end, that could kill them. If someone told you, I just did this, then you could do that. There is no other place or time when you have been adjudicated as a criminal and you're going into a prison sentence. In the old times, it was maximum security. Did anal cavity searches of only the most dangerous people. Now it's your wife and daughter. A sacrament of tyranny is to be violated anally and vaginally by the government. That is the new sacrament of government power. You are being government raped because they've already raped you financially. They've already raped your privacy. They're going to rape this country and they want to now physically rape you. Sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
I have two other comments I wanted to make real quick. First off, the true definition of apocalypse doesn't mean doom and gloom. It means enlightenment. And the other comment I wanted to make real quick, this whole thing about banning handguns because they
killed
people.
Stay there. I didn't give you any time. I ran over you. I'm going to come back to you. Just make your handgun point. We come back. Don't hang up. Nicole in Michigan. Boy, they're running the Gen 21 in Michigan, aren't they? Paying to ship the jobs to China. We'll go to Mike in Florida, Ronnie in Texas, Lauren in Minnesota, and many others. Stay with us.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some schools in the U.S. are closed today because of end-of-the-world fears. Chinese government's arrested more than 1,000 people. They claim are part of a doomsday cult. NASA says they're being flooded by phone calls and emails, believing that a 10th planet is about to smash into the Earth in the next 24 hours. I will sometime tonight do some live Skype feeds and some YouTube uploads to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from our Christmas party. We're going to have our own Weldon Henson, who works with us, a popular country music individual in Central Texas, playing music for us. So we're going to transmit from there. And of course, the mainstream media will probably call it a doomsday cult end of the world meeting if they have their way, but we'll actually be, rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a holly jolly day. Anyways, just amazing folks. It is not the end of the world. And I've tried to get that out a million times and I knew it would happen this morning, listening to talk radio locally. Oh, Alex Jones, the world's ending tomorrow. I wonder what he's going to do. I'm just like, man, that is really a jealous way to act, knowing that I've hammered the fact for years that 2012 is a fraud. I've been asked thousands of times by people off air and on air what 2012 is, and I've said on air hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, literally. Everyone knows my position forever. And it doesn't matter. I will be accused of this. This is just It's how deceptive media works. People love the trick of like, ooh, I'll get one over on Jones. I'll say that, oh, the world's going to end tomorrow. Oh, Jones is going to be discredited. I mean, it's just so weird that people think they get ahead by being deceptive. It's hard enough to be truthful when you're trying to tell the truth or to get things right. I couldn't imagine just going through life making stuff up. We're going to get a special report for about 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour with David Knight in here on the latest on the Texas State Police say they will stick their hands in your body, randomly pulling you over whenever they feel like it. They say that's reasonable. So I thought right now before I got into some of the latest headlines and back to your calls, I would show TV viewers watching at InfoWarsNews.com. I thought I would simply show people the little citizen rule books that we have on video, the state police in Virginia at a checkpoint arresting a woman saying this is a terrorist document. They swear an oath to it, but they actually arrested Abby Newman for, it's in my film, Road to Tyranny. They actually arrest her at a checkpoint. When they find it, they go, that's it, take her to jail. This is illegal. And they sit there in front of the squad car discussing how the Constitution is illegal. Anyways, we also have footage of police then being taught a training seminar. This is illegal. So I will send you what they believe is illegal. Actually, they swear an oath to protect and defend this, but they're so dumb they think it's illegal. We mail one of these out with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Not really a plug. The point is, here is the evil. And, here's the First Amendment. And it goes over all of that. And then you've got the right to bear arms, quartering of soldiers. And it simply breaks it all down what the Fourth Amendment is. In fact, let's put up the larger Fourth Amendment that you guys had earlier on screen, because I'm actually at the index. I want to go to the Fourth Amendment itself here on air. We'll just do that once we have David Knight in here in studio. I'm going to talk about the Fourth Amendment versus they say it's reasonable to stick their hands on you just because they feel like it. When the courts obviously have to then name the person, the place to be searched, why they're searching. You have to have a warrant just to touch someone's person, papers, or effects. But see, they're just gotten rid of that by criminal energy, by brainwashing themselves, by brainwashing the public. They're just dominating us and now physically violating men, women, and children with their fingers. Let's go ahead and put up the Fourth Amendment again, please. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. But the Texas Rangers say, sue the state police. We'll pull you over. We'll put our hands in your body, and we'll wear the same gloves and spread, diseases, whatever. These women didn't have any diseases, but they've got medical records that one of them got sick from the other. And they, no kidding. You put, first they go in one woman's rectum, then they go in her sexual organ, then they go to the other woman's sexual organ, then they go to the other woman's rectum. I mean, the last shot is the woman partially bent over with the other woman I mean, it's like, and you're watching this and they're defending it. They're going to defend putting us in forced labor camps, folks. I mean, you've got to understand how much trouble we're in. I mean, look at that. Just going at it. I mean, you can see the force where it's, man. Man, this country is just gone. But suspended with pay now because they're like, oh, you're not buying. We can put our hands in your bodies. And again, people are like, I agree. You should do cavity surgeries on the highway, but change gloves. That's how dumb the public is. And again, that is outrageous, but you're an animal to them. You're scum. You're trash. In fact, I had an article yesterday. Will you guys reprint me how they've got Correction Corps of America now in the schools searching the lockers of the kids to give them a criminal record so they have a 90% guarantee by the states to fill their new private prisons to make them money? I mean, school is a direct feeder directly to prison. Okay, I'm done ranting. I apologize. I'm ranting. Nicole, I held you over. You had a point to make about the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, they're going after guns because guns can kill people. Well, I have a problem with that, not only for our rights, but Senators and presidents kill more people than private gun owners just by voting to do stuff. Why don't we outlaw them?
Well, ma'am, listen, it's all about enslaving the public. We all know that. At least we should, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Thanks for holding or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening since I was about 16. I'm 20 now, and I was calling about the gun control debate. My mom, the other night, she came over, and she knows I listen to you. She doesn't like that. Anyway, she came over. She's like, what do you think about Americans owning semi-automatic weapons? And I said, well, absolutely. I mean, the Second Amendment states it pretty clear. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And she's like, well, she said it's unreasonable for us to have military-style weapons. And she's like, do you think it would be, her argument was, do you think it would be okay for us to have, for a citizen to have a nuke? And I'm like, that's just ridiculous.
Well, look, here's the deal. And you can go to the FBI's own crime statistics. Very few crimes are committed with, quote, assault rifles. Goons and criminals like concealable handguns or shotguns from cars because they're not good shots on average, okay? And so the mass shooters, though, are told by the media in school drills that this Prozac head went through and all of it. The kids, they've proven the DARE program teaches kids how to use drugs. They've proven that the sex ed classes actually get people to start having sex more often and teaches people to have other forms of not traditional sex. That's what it is. Suicide education, massively. Even ABC News has done studies on this and admitted it. Death education, teaching kids how to commit suicide but not to increase suicide. So they go and teach kids about mass shooters all day, and then mentally ill people grow up thinking, I go get an assault rifle because that's who you do a mass murder with, and then I come kill people. And that's basically how this works. And once they get the semi-autos, then they go after, you can sit there with a six shooter with a speed loader and do the same thing. You can sit there with 10 round clips all day and just keep reloading. It's totally made up. And they're exploiting this. They're using this because they're criminals. And so I don't know what else to say to people. The Second Amendment is about military power being in the hands of the people, just like the juries, the grand juries, the voting. We're the government. We're the bosses. Same thing in Switzerland. In fact, I did find in the Citizen Rulebook the Fourth Amendment. But let me read the Second Amendment here, if we can document, Cam, this terrorist document, according to the globalist, for everybody out there. Yeah, just same spot. Just right here. Thanks. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered. Oh, well, they're all over our country now. That's posse comitatus, basically, part one. Here's part two. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, so there you go. And then they define what the militia is. It's the whole of the population. And then it goes on here. Let me read the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Their persons and papers and effects. How about your sexual organ? That's not covered. State police say they're going to put some fingers in there. Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And I mean, I'm going to say this. Anybody who's married, I don't want to get into things with my wife. I want to hold the caller. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to know if I could send you an email. There's a meme online that I thought was really funny, and it's got a baby looking weird, and it says, so making guns illegal will take them off the street. Maybe we should make heroin and meth legal, too. And it's really funny. I thought you'd like it.
Yes, sir. Please send it to InfoWars, showtips at InfoWars.com.
All right, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. How did you get turned on to the show?
Well, I actually started learning about the Federal Reserve through my uncle, and I watched a few documentaries, and I knew a lot about 9/11 before, but after watching Road to Tyranny, I mean, I've watched every documentary from
you. So you've seen him arrest the woman for the Citizen Rulebook. You've seen that video.
Oh yeah. It's ridiculous. I actually just beat a case for illegal search and seizure. I was right down the street from my house, and a cop stopped me for no reason, and search me. I didn't
absolutely.
Give
we have search to enforce me. Our rights or lose it. My point about women is, even if a woman's your wife, you don't touch in places unless they're in the mood.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, Alex Jones here. We're going to continue with your calls until Bob Barr joins us. Then after he leaves us, continue with calls and news today. And who knows? I mean, if there's some kind of mass suicide or mass shooting, if it's midnight tonight, I'll come down here and be on air. I pray there's no bedlam. There's bedlam tomorrow with supposed end of the world garbage. We'll broadcast, you know, for 24 hours straight. And you know, if a big comet is coming to kill us, which I don't think is happening, we will be on air for that as well, obviously, with the audio and video streams at InfoWars.com. And your local AM and FM stations are welcome if we're doing special reports to grab those and carry that as well. I'm going to talk about this new thing where you get you get raped, and that's what they're charging in the lawsuit on the side of the highway now in Texas and other states. I mean, I mean, if a cop says, get out of your car, I'm going to stick my hand up your rear end. I mean, I just can't put up with it. I mean, having a wife, there's something called, foreplay in all mammals. They don't just jump on each other. And now the government's going to stick their hand in you and wear the same glove and go around to other people. And the state police say this is good. I said I'd cover it after the break. It's freaking me out. These people it's a power cult of nuts. It's just despicably evil, despicably evil. There's no end to it. They're like, oh, what's the big deal? I heard a talk show host this morning. Let the TSA do it. Let the cops do it. You know what? They're trying to keep us safe. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine going in Nazi Germany? They pulled women off trains and put their hands in them. You'd be like, those dirty Nazis. The Nazis didn't do that. They waited until they got you to a quiet death camp. They'd never do that out in public. Man, this country is just gone if we don't wake up. I mean, it is gone. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air on the shootings. Welcome.
Alex, I agree quickly that this Mayan garbage is part of a larger psyop. But I wanted to ask Paul if he's listening or any of the other writers to follow up on that FNAPT story. This guy, I followed the links on that story that Paul wrote. This guy, this Jonathan character, he was released from a federal medical center. This guy, and I agree.
Well, see, sir, we don't screen calls. The reason they do is people not just call in who are incoherent. They call in people like you who are like bringing up an incredibly complex inside baseball story where you'd have to go read Paul Watson's article about FANUP hoax helps distract from mass shooters being on drugs. I think it's the exact headline. And then the whole background of why did New York Magazine. Now, New York Daily News ran with the fact that the guy's uncle said he was on this FANUP antipsychotic that is a real drug and can make you go do horrible things. And then we noticed it was pulled everywhere. We couldn't find out. And Paul linked it to somebody. Yeah, connected to government, but who'd been in jail. But see, it's a big ball of wax rabbit trail. It would take an hour to even try to describe any of this to people. Can you put it in a nutshell for people? What you're getting at?
Okay. A Breitbart story recently said that this guy was, that the police had said this guy was not on meds, and there's a suspicious death with Breitbart as well. And also, and they're asking why then, if he wasn't on meds, then why wasn't he on meds? So this is a bigger story.
He was under psychiatric continual care. He was obviously hopped up on a bunch of drugs. They don't want that blamed though, because they know that's what's really doing it. So they're doing everything they can to suppress that. I'll bet my right arm he was on multiple psychotropics. Okay. The guy looked like he was from Mars or something. Textbook Fruit Loop. And then mommy gives him all these guns. The antipsychotic prescribed to Adam Lanza has a troubled history all its own. Yeah, that's Business Insider. And it links to New York Magazine that links to New York Daily News. So we ran with it, and I called, Watson actually called me up after we posted somebody else's article about it and said, it's not accurate, Alex. So we pulled it within 1 hour. Other people have not pulled it. They're just going with it. And it's just what are you getting at here?
It's everywhere. Why is the shady Jonathan character showing up at all these shootings? And if the police are covering up something here, what meds was he on, and what does this have to do with
Well, sir, listen, this thing, they've changed the stories about 50 times. The whole thing stinks. It looks like they've got actors out there. What about this? I appreciate your call. What about this article right here? Obama meets with influential progressive media on fiscal cliff a week before the Sandy situation. That's Politico. You know, having little secret meetings with these guys. This is very, very suspicious. I got some other breaking news. When we come back from break, a big stack of it, and then we're going to have some comments from our own reporter, David Knight, on the situation of, look, folks, even if your wife is a really wonderful lady who's really into you, all men who are married have probably, when they're, you know, your wife's sitting there cooking dinner or something, grabbed on them and they get mad sometimes. Okay, husbands aren't supposed to grab on their wives unless it's invited. Can you imagine cops doing this to your wife?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping, who's watching out for intruders and spooks? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take this system with you wherever you go. SimpliSafe will stand guard protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
How do we escape from the New World Order? Well, we wake up to how hardcore it is and out of control. I've got to be honest, few things have freaked me out as bad as the video that we covered yesterday and then have been covering in the last hour and a half, because I've seen the court cases and I've seen some other videos out of squad cars that aren't as clear in Tennessee, in Florida, in New York, in Arizona, in California, where even male officers go in the pants of women. In this case, you've got two women, Angel Dobbs, 38, and the niece, Ashley Dobbs, 24, pulled over by State Highway Patrol near Irving, Texas, where I'm from, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, I get pulled over by troopers a couple times a year. They're everywhere. And it's always something. You know, you cross this line, you're going 5 miles over the speed limit. They're just everywhere. And I got pulled over last week by a trooper, and I said, you don't arrest illegal aliens, even for drunk driving or for speeding. And he goes, nope, I don't like it, but the judges let him go. But you've been told I'm open season. It's like, yep. So the point is they're hiring robots where you will let illegal aliens go. And this is nationwide. But then when they pull your mother, your daughter over, quote, routine traffic stop. And what's crazy is, first, the captain defended it. This happened months ago. Now the lawsuit's happened, so we've gotten the video as part of discovery. And then the head of the Texas State Police has defended it. He's being sued. And the Texas Rangers said, we find the search reasonable. Now, that's a mind game to say we find it reasonable. We say we pull a woman over for flicking a cigarette out her window, which is stupid. That's reckless. Give somebody a ticket. That's crazy. I still see that all the time. Even in dry times, these idiots, you know, like it's the old days, you know, throwing their cigarettes out the window. So they pull them over for that and say, we're going to search your vehicle. No discussion of probable cause, of reasonable suspicion, you know, nothing. Then they say, okay, I'm going to go in your pants. Boom. And ladies and gentlemen, by the end, I mean, you can see the woman with force shoving her hand with power. And let me tell you, there's no way I wouldn't have gotten combative. And they probably would have killed me. Because, I don't want to get into sexual stuff, but I'm a married man with three children. You know, sex is an intimate thing, and it's not just with my wife, it's with me. If I'm not in the mood for something, I don't like people touching me. I'm talking about my wife, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure anybody who's married, let's just get down to brass tacks here. This is not Dr. Loris Lessinger, but we never talk about sex on my show, but we're talking about police now doing sexual things. You ever have a bunch of stuff on your mind about business, about life, about what's going on, family stuff, and your wife comes over and starts rubbing on you, and you're like, hey, honey, I'm not in the mood? I know I've done that. I'm just going to be honest about this. My wife before, I've been in a frisky mood. She's sitting there cooking dinner. She can always be like that, walk over, kind of squeeze on her. She's like, nah. I mean, I've even been slapped a little. Not really meanly, but hey, it's all right. It's like a reflex. You do that with these police, they'll kill you deader than a hammer. They'll kill you deader than a hammer. There's cases where some 84-year-old in Florida, World War II, that I was watching this newscast this morning, the officer was towing his car. He said, oh, please don't do that. Witnesses said, put his hand on his arm, body slammed him, some UFC guy, broke his neck, and the police said, yeah, that's good. So the point is, you better know, folks, they want to kill people. A lot of cops now get off on this. They're into a culture of violence, and there's been a lot of cases of police pulling over women that come out of topless bars and demanding service on them, or they'll give them a DWI. That's happened in Austin. We are already deeply into an incredible police state, and I just cannot imagine the police saying bend over and then putting their hand in your body, and then going, if you were a woman, with the same hand and going in the front and then going to another woman on tape. I mean, I've worked in large animal vet stuff. You change gloves when you palpate one cow. Yes, folks, I never really got good at it, so I didn't do it a lot, but I'd go out, they were checking to see if cows were pregnant. You know, they put a big long glove on, boom, you're going in there to check and see if they're pregnant. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, and believe me, the cows don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, you change gloves on an animal. Okay? You know, the vet sat there every time, boom, changed the glove, put another big, you know, thin cellophane glove on to see if they're pregnant, to see if the artificial insemination had been working at these big facilities, but that's a side issue. The reason I'm going over all this, and Bob Barr's coming up, and David Knight's here with us in studio, is this is the most serious violation you can have. This is sexual assault. And I quite frankly am shocked that they're doing this and now going, no, this is routine. And the state police are saying, get ready. So you either have a revolution over this or you leave. Because let me tell you, folks, I mean, imagine, again, if they said Nazi Germany, they were doing something like this, and it's all over their stupid, phony drug war. The government ships in the majority of the drugs. The big banks launder it publicly. Then they hope your kids end up using them so they can put you in a private prison. Now, David Knight has gone over this, read over this, and we're also going to go over the Fourth Amendment here for people. But what do you think of the Texas Rangers? You have their quotes there, because they're supposedly oversee the state police. They're like, you know, Batman, the state police, or Robin. You know, they're the state investigative force over law enforcement. What do you make of their statement that we think this is reasonable, and as long as we say it's reasonable, it means it's reasonable, when the real definition of a reasonable search is something entirely different?
Well, their spokesperson is trying to walk that back a little bit. Now, this happened all the way back in July. Here we are 5 months later, and this is coming to light, as you said, because of discovering the lawsuit. But the spokesperson, Catherine Sessinger, said all troopers are obligated to act reasonably so as to comply with the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution as well as the Texas Constitution. Now, who could think that that was reasonable under any circumstances. And the problem is that the Constitution gives us a very objective standard for what is reasonable. And what the Supreme Court has done is to give us a subjective standard, right? The Constitution said that you'll be protected against unreasonable searches in your person, especially first thing that they mentioned, because this had happened to them with British soldiers. You know, Piers Morgan's ancestors had been doing this to people, right? So they'd moved into their houses. We got a constitutional amendment saying, you know, troops can't move into your houses.
Or have a standing army domestically.
Right. So they had seen the same types of things that we're seeing now. And that's why these things are in the Constitution.
They violated women.
Right, right. So they gave us an objective standard. They said it'll not be, you know, a reasonable search is one where you are specific about what you're looking for. You think you're going to find a crime and you go before a judge, make a case, and a judge agrees, and then you're allowed to do it.
They should have hauled her into jail if they thought they had proof, gone before the judge, and then if they weren't right, they'd have been liable.
That's right. But what happened is that our Supreme Court thinks that they can amend the Constitution. They act as if they can, and they've given us two standards. They say a reasonable search is one where did the person actually expect some degree of privacy? Well, I think the woman would expect some degree of privacy. She said, basically, they said, well, we're going to search you. She had no idea it was going to be a search like that. But then they also say, is a person's expectation objectively reasonable? In other words, one that society is willing to recognize. Now, when you do that, what you've created is a sliding scale that is based on society's moral compass, which we see is being changed all the time by the media, by the movies that we watch, and by, you know, just what's happening in society. So now you've divorced everything from, you know, this standard where I think a crime is being committed. They make the case before a judge and judge says that's okay. Now it's just about, well, what will society accept? And we can accept this.
And this is really unlimited what they're pushing. I got pulled over by state police about 5 years ago on 37 going down to the beach with my children. This is when my wife was pregnant with our third child. We only had two children then. The children were asleep. It was about 8 o'clock at night. And the state police came over and were looking at us like we were murderers. And they were wanting to get in to our children's car seats. And I said, listen here. I said, you're acting like wolves. I said, I don't like how you're looking at me. You know I don't have any warrants out. You know, they pulled me over 6 miles over the speed limit. I said, listen, you got green stinking teeth. And I said, I promise you this. I am going to sue you and I will make your life a living hell. You give me the ticket. You get off my back right now and you get that witch away from me. Cause I know criminals when I see them. Mm-hmm. And these people were like scum. It was a man and woman, two of them. And I mean, my ins, cause usually state police pull you over. They're nice, you know, Dudley Do-Right, just out revenue generating. Most state police have actually been nice in my experience. But when these people came up, I looked in their eyes and I mean, they were evil. And, you know, the problem is you've got predators that want these jobs, that crave power, and who aren't normal people. And who, look at TSA, how many of them are pedophiles and abusers and all of this. I mean, it's every day they're getting arrested for pedophilia or raping women in parking lots or, you know, robbing people. And you know, and one TSA whistleblower said, oh, the average person steals like hundreds of thousands a year. And everybody I know has been robbed by the TSA. I've been robbed. Mm-hmm. Of a Tiffany baby rattle. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pachenik's had his sleeping pills robbed. I mean, they rob. Everyone I know has been robbed by the TSA.
My brother-in-law had his video camera stolen out of his bag.
Yeah, so I mean, this is just a criminal force that is coming up against us, and they're protecting the criminals and promoting them. Mm-hmm. As you said, first they said this was reasonable. That's why they're having to sue. Now they're walking it back because of the outrage. But I got to be honest, man. I am actually now scared and not scared in the way of I'm scared of the police. I'm scared of myself because this enters a whole nother dimension with daughters and people. I mean, I don't know about living in this country with my children, but there's nowhere to run is the problem when they're going to grow up and be raped by police.
Right. My son, we went to see Red Dawn. And of course, the hallmark of tyranny imposed on the people is the roadside block where they inspect everybody. But they weren't going in people's pants. They weren't doing the TSA type of stuff. And my son said, you know, the North Koreans treat them better than our TSA treats people. You know, it's hard to get scared in a movie when, you know, they can't recreate the same kind of tyranny that we see in real life.
And see, exactly. But in North Korea, they don't have to go in your pants because they want to just disappear you. It happens. Mm-hmm. The problem here is, as I've said, it's a paradox. The old republic's still there to an extent, shot up, rotting, falling apart, but it's quite a wreckage. It's like a mountain range, mm-hmm. Okay? And we breathe life into it. And the phoenix is kind of getting up. It's starting to flame on if we just get it going. See, people die. Republics can be reborn. But we have to admit it's pretty much dead and resuscitate it with the shock paddles. But if we won't admit it's dead and get the shock paddles out, I mean, we're flatlining right now. Mm-hmm. On every level, we've gone into the flatline. And if we don't admit that and ask for God to strike us with that lightning of liberty to wake us up, we're dead. Yeah. And then it is evacuation time or revolution time. And more people are talking like that, prominent people, I mean, who know history. This isn't a game. But just to look at how they've hired police that will follow any order, who have low IQs, who will do things like this, it is so frightening. But there's a total tyranny. If you look at the parallel tyranny, it's the worst the world's ever seen. The worst spying, the worst control, the worst weaponization. Hitler tortured people, but they didn't admit it. Mm-hmm. They come out and go, yeah, we sexually torture people. We torture their kids. And the media is like, well, that's how you get tough. I mean, it's if they're able to fully capsize liberty and then flip in this pure evil, it's going to be something like the world's never seen. So what's your take on my statement of these two rails, this paradox?
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to David Simpson here. He's a state representative who's introduced a bill to rein in the TSA.
He introduced the one last time.
Right, right. And he's focusing on these sexual assault issues, especially now this one has also added another clause that protects children from being separated from their parents because of what happened to an autistic boy. But, you know, while the TSA is doing this, and actually, you know, whether it's by training or by invitation or by design, now the state highway patrol is doing this to people. I mean, we need to have it's not just enough to protect us from the TSA. This is getting pervasive throughout all law enforcement. And if we don't stop it with the TSA, if we don't stop it with local law enforcement, it is going to be pervasive with everybody. I mean, it's just amazing to me that people would stand for this. People are going to have to stand up. They're going to have to take their rights back first as jurors. And we're also going to have to put a lot of pressure on some state representatives because they're not as corrupt as the federal representatives. And we've got some good people in state.
Well, they unanimously, after Simpson brought it forward, passed it in the House. The Senate had all the votes. But David Dewhurst came out and killed it.
Yep.
And the Fed said we will have an armed blockade with F-16s. And it was reported by the Dallas Morning News like, well, the Feds threatened blockade with the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Not a embargo? I say call that bluff.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, why did the House do this? They're all flying. And I had a whole bunch of state reps and senators on where they would describe their wives, their daughters. Well, one state rep had his daughter disrobed. They've had cases in Texas where the TSA then asked the women for dates. These are such pervs that they've settled where on video they pull the woman's bra off and are going, you are hot. And three men get around her and ask her for dates. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how stupid they are, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be really dumb to be around body scanners all day that are admittedly giving them cancers.
That's right.
These are guys that are willing to die.
Yeah.
Willing to die to be able to grope people.
Mm-hmm.
So they are. This is what every tyranny's done. It creates a subgroup of goons that are outside law that are just federally licensed, and then the other police convert to them as the standard. I mean, how many times have I talked about, listen, the TSA is now certifying, they're the, quote, inspectors over the police at these highway checkpoints.
Absolutely.
So their standards are now what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's by fiat or whether they're just training the people. Well, hopefully something's going to change with it because David Simpson is really committed to this, and there are a few people with backbone that are going to fight this. Talked to a representative in Michigan who just came up with an anti-NDAA bill that passed unanimously in the Michigan House there. So at the state level, there are some good, honest men with backbone and women, and hopefully we'll have enough of them. But, you know, the guy in Michigan said he couldn't propose an NDAA bill that was actually going to prohibit and interpose against the feds. What he was going to do was keep the state from assisting them, as we're talking about, you know.
Yeah, and they've done that in 800 cities for illegal aliens illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But the states could ignore the tyranny legally on the constitutional grounds. Because
mm-hmm.
the feds are only supposed to protect the borders, coin the money, and have a navy. They do everything they're not supposed to do, though.
Right.
You know, my issue is, what do you think you'd do if you're there with your wife and your children and they get you out on the side of the highway and it's not enough to search your vehicle and they go, okay, I'm going to stick my hands down your pants now. Or they don't even tell you. They'll kill you is the thing.
Right.
I guess you let them rape you or they'll kill you.
That's right. Well, part of it is, you know, one of the other things that's disturbing is how they're using these tasers as electronic whips to get everybody into submission. And that's what would wind up. They would wind up tasering you.
Well, no, they admit that. Yeah. If you resist that, they kill you.
Yeah.
They say, no, it's pain compliance.
Yeah.
Torture's here in America.
Absolutely.
Man, I tell you, people think being subservient will make things go easier on them. That's not the American spirit. We have lost the American spirit. Can you imagine if the founders were told, because not even the redcoats did. I mean, they had redcoats that did abuse some women, and they would always end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine the founders, if they had a crystal ball or looking down from heaven, if they could see women with people shoving? I mean, you see that woman at one point just right into her body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is off the charts. I mean, there's no way I would involuntarily strike back. Mm-hmm. And that's terrorism now.
Right. And that's what's surprising about it, is that behavior is like, the response we get from the highway patrol is, well, we're going to have to look at this to see if it was reasonable under the circumstances. We're going to have to look at this to see, and the Supreme Court says, does society think that that's reasonable? Well, they're conditioning us to think that anything is reasonable. You know, once we get on this subjective standard and saying, you know, well, whatever society thinks is reasonable is reasonable. No, what's reasonable is that you follow the Constitution, which has a very...
Great job, David Knight. Look at the pediatric, big bioethics board that came out and said, kill children up to age 3 if society says it's reasonable. It's this new thing of, well, it's a democracy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Friends, we have criminals that have taken over the United States, globalists. They bragged about it. They brag in the global credit rating agencies saying, hey, don't worry. The American people, the European people, they will do anything we say. We're going to authoritarianism. That's part of the financial prospectuses I've heard on Bloomberg Radio. I've read in the Financial Times of London. Here's an example. And now for world government. Their foreign editor wrote an article about that a few years ago. That's the headline. And he says, yeah, we're authoritarian. We operate in secret. And now we're taking over. We're going to take your freedom. We're authoritarians. And we're going to take over. And the average cop is just like the average person in the public. They're a cross-section. They're either really smart and patriotic and know what's going on, or they're idiots. The problem is the people above them get more and more progressively criminal and power-hungry because the global controllers will bring up the bad guys. This happens. This is how a tyranny happens. And let me tell you something. That's why now, especially, you know, here in Texas, when one of these guys pulls me over, I mean, this is the most dangerous encounter of your life. The most dangerous thing you face in many areas of this country is the police. And God help us. Because they are telling them, hey, you can do whatever you want to people. And some of the police aren't evil, but it doesn't matter. It's like Russian roulette. I don't even know what to say at this point. And now the system wants our guns. I mean, I ought to open the phones up after Bob Barr leaves for police out there that have seen this video. I mean, reasonable would be if you saw somebody cram something down their pants and then you could see a bulge and you just arrest them. And then when you take them in, you find out what it is or whatever. It's not reasonable. But see, it's all about how we're criminals. It's all about how we're bad. And then it's all about drugs that are brought in by the globalist on record. I mean, it's just, that's why when cops ask me, you got any drugs? I'm just like, man, I don't use government products. I don't use prescription drugs. I might take a Tylenol if I got a headache. Do I look like I use drugs, buddy boy? Well, mind if I search? Mind if I search your vehicle? Time before last, I got pulled by the state police. He was asking that. What is that you got there? Well, if you don't know, a bottled water. He goes, well, what is it? Can I see it? And I go, you can see what it is right there. It's a Topo Chico. What's that? And I go, buddy, they're sold in every store around here. It's mineral water. It's Mexican mineral water. You ever seen a beer bottle looks like this? You ever seen beer that's clear? Because it was almost full. I just bought it at a gas station. But see, it's this game where you're the bad guy, they're the good guy. No, you're the bad guy. You work for a criminal government that puts cancer viruses in vaccines. And my forebears said don't trust the government. And you know what? We trusted it, and we got a bad one now. And all you people that work for the system, you think you're on the winning team? Folks, you're being murdered by the GMO, by the fluoride, by all of it. I'm informed, you're not. If you don't know we're telling the truth, if you don't already know this information, see, if you already know this information, you work for the government, then you know I'm telling the truth, you know we're in trouble. Our problem is people out there that don't know what's going on. I got Congressman Bob Barr coming up. Let's jam in one call before we go to break. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. You're on the air, Robert, real fast. Go ahead.
Morgan.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. I'm going to try to get to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I sure do.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Jan Morgan?
No.
Oh, okay. She's down in College Station. She's got a couple of articles out. She's a big gun fan, and I was hoping you'd heard of her. She'd be good to have on your show.
I agree with you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Because I'll hold you till after Bob Barr's on. I always seem to go to calls at the wrong time. You want to hold over?
That'd be great.
Okay, because I mean, I'm sure you have some other point you want to make, and I'm just irritated. I make callers wait for 30 minutes. When I go to them and they're not instantly there, I get angry. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're tracking down Bob Barr. He should be on by the next segment. Let's go to some of your phone calls. Robert in Texas, you got cut short. What's your take on this whole attack on the Second Amendment?
Ex-vet, infantry guy. I lost my gun rights, but I still stand up for them all I can. After my conviction, I lost them like Jesse Ventura lost his, but that's just the way it is.
What do you mean? Jesse Ventura hasn't lost his Second Amendment. He doesn't have any convictions.
I was making a joke down that time. He said, nah, I don't have any guns. I threw them away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, here's my view. I say get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act. Let felons have guns. The old days, they'd give you your guns when you got out of prison. I mean, you need your guns to protect you. Most people in prison are innocent. And again, cops always say, oh, that's what all perps say. Hey, I've never been convicted of Jack Diddley Squat and hadn't done Jack Diddley Squat. And so if they ever set me up for something, it's made up, folks. I can tell you I don't do anything because I'm working all the time. There's nothing to do. I overpay all the fake fraudulent taxes. I got outside CPA groups, all of it, because I know they're trying to set me up. I mean, what is it, a third of death row, according to DNA, is totally innocent? All these cases are coming out where they know you're innocent. And put in it, they even put innocent people like this Texas case from Round Rock when they know they're innocent and they're a guy with no criminal record and they know who did the killing. I mean, it's like with these prosecutors, the funnest thing is to put an innocent person in jail because they're demons and not all of them, but look, you can't trust the courts. The government's gone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just wanted you to know Jan Morgan because she's right down the street in College Station, the Daily Caller. She used to be an AP lady, and she's got a couple articles on the Daily Caller, and they're really good articles, and she might be someone you might want to have on. I don't know what her old aspect is, if she leans neocon or just conservative, but on the gun rights.
No, that's a good idea. Look... And I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and we are going to have former congressman and the head of Liberty Guard. He's also an NRA board member, Bob Barr, on with us. And when we come back from this quick break, but, you know, I've talked to people on the Hill. I've talked to a congressman off record, and no, it's not the congressman we had on 2 days ago, Jones of North Carolina. And they have said that this is the greatest assault ever that we're going to see on the Second Amendment. And so we're going to get Bob Barr's take on that. We're going to get his take on the TSA. And I'm sure, because he's a news hound, every time I've had him on, he's always aware of the latest news, where the state police now pull people over and do cavity searches with the same glove on multiple women, front and back. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. If I tried to do this to my wife, she'd punch me in the nose. And I've got a wife and two daughters. I am freaked out. I mean, if the state police don't get stopped, I don't know if I can even live in Texas. I mean, who would know that Texas would adopt, and that's who's been training them. They're the TSA, quote, inspectors now. And they say if TSA comes and certifies you, we saw this in a federal case where a federal judge ordered TSA teach the school police in New Mexico cities. Santa Fe was the first one. You can pull this up. To have the TSA at the prom. And they had lawsuits over groping genitals at the prom. So they said, well, as long as the TSA certifies you, it's now under federal blanket power. See, they're saying there's no 10th Amendment now. And so as long as the feds, who are God, say you can do something, you can do it. That's why Obama signed a cyber order and told Congress you can't see it. That's why he says our military is now under NATO control. That's why they now say that he can shut down power plants outside of law. And if you see the new cover of Time magazine, it looks like a dictator photo of Obama. Very creepy. And that's what they've told us. Now that it's not the fake, happy, smiley Obama we had 4 years ago, we're now going to get the real Obama. And he's here to bankrupt the country, collectivize everything, ship the jobs overseas. He doubled the people on food stamps from 25 mil to 49 mil. They're going to double it again. The domestication, collectivization is happening. Former Congressman Bob Barr, straight ahead. Stay with us. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars, and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, this is a very important interview because he is a senior member of the National Rifle Association board. And with him on the board, they've gotten more hardcore in the defense of the Second Amendment. And we've been pleased with that direction by the NRA. LibertyGuard.org is the big group he's heading up, fighting the drones, the TSA, the police state takeover. But he wants today, Bob Barr, former congressman, constitutional lawyer, Georgetown, multiple degrees, also was in the CIA from 71 to 78. Just a long bio there at bobbarr.org as well. And he joins us here today to obviously talk about the tragic events at Sandy Hook. But also I have the new FBI crime statistics that crime continues to plunge nationwide. The media does not want to pick that up. In fact, guys, that's in yesterday's stack. Will you pull me those crime statistics or pull them up? The violent crime statistic just keeps dropping for 20 years, but the last five accelerating. So the gun culture's growing. The system's panicking. This is the Empire Striking Back, canceling all the big hit shows on TV, Discovery Channel. The gun culture's been taking over, the true gun culture, not the one they're projecting. And so the former congressman joins us because everybody wants to know what's going to be in the press conference tomorrow with the NRA. And so, Congressman, what can you tell us about your take on the tragedy in Connecticut and what the NRA is planning to do?
First of all, Alex, thank you very much for allowing me some time to share with you, and even more important, your many, many listeners, all of whom care deeply about this country, our Constitution, the rule of law, and certainly share with me the tremendous feeling of grief and anger about what happened to those kids and the adults in Sandy Hook Elementary less than a week ago. I mean, these sorts of things are terrible tragedies, and the first thing we need to do is what I'm sure the families want to do, and that is to grieve among themselves and to take those steps to properly remember those who were killed, and not do what others have done, namely Mayor Bloomberg and a number of folks in the Congress and elsewhere, and immediately take to the bully pulpit and make a political issue out of this. But they have done that, and we know it's going to continue. We know that there will be, as there already have been, legislative vehicles introduced in the House and the Senate, and probably some state legislatures, to attack the instrumentality of evil and not the evil itself, the evil that was in the mind of this perpetrator, Lanza, and that we've seen almost identically in other cases, recent mass shootings that we've seen. And yet we continue as a society, by and large, to focus simply on the instrumentality. None of the laws that are on the books obviously prevented this madman from doing what he did, and no laws that could be placed on the books could prevent this sort of madness. People, if they want to do something like this, are going to steal a weapon, steal a firearm, steal a knife, whatever it is, get one by hook or crook. And what we need to be doing is identifying with the degree that we can, with respect for our Constitution, these people. There are danger signs in virtually all of these cases, including this most recent one, that should have been heeded, common sense approaches that should have been taken by his mother, by colleagues, other family members, school officials, and so forth. So there's much to be learned here, much to be done. We are seeing far too many of these mass shootings in recent decades, even as you just indicated, Alex, violent crime, including a crime with firearms, is down dramatically. And this is at the same time as over the last three decades, concealed carry laws have provided for much expanded concealed carry. 41 states now have shall carry permits, laws on the books. Americans do properly understand and are able to arm themselves in self-defense and for other purposes. So as gun ownership by private individuals has increased, crime has gone down dramatically, but mass shootings have increased dramatically. So there's something deeply wrong here. It has nothing to do with firearms. And if we as a society continue to allow our public officials to focus on the easy target, and that is the firearm, then more time will go by when we do not deal with the root cause of this terrible problem.
Well, you're obviously a well-read, well-traveled gentleman, but I want to get your take on this. I could say expert opinion, NRA board member, you name it. But I've studied this problem, and in the 60s, mass shootings like this were unheard of. There was a bombing back in the 30s in Michigan that killed 30-plus children. But bombs were outlawed then. Somebody blew some folks up. It's a famous bombing. In fact, we could probably pull that up on the encyclopedia for people that are watching on TV. But for radio listeners, I'll pull that up after the congressman leaves and cover that. I've been meaning to, but digressing. Looking at this, sir, we know what the big ingredient is. The Pentagon developed first-person shooter games to create instinctive killing because in Vietnam and before they found troops wouldn't kill people up close and they would become dead. It was meant to hone not a killer instinct, but an instinctive killing. You have that. All these guys, it turns out, are first person shooter fans. Then you add psychotropic drugs and mental illness. And they get an obsession with it, and then they go out and kill people. And as you said, this had some of the most draconian gun laws in the country. He'd tried to buy the guns 4 or 5 times in the month. He'd been refused. And, I mean, can we stop a crazy person from hitting a cop on the head with a hammer and then taking their assault rifle out of the back of their vehicle and going and killing people? I mean, the media is engaged in an all-out stampede to get our guns. Isn't it time, and the studies are there, sir, for the NRA and others to point at the real culprits so that we're not scapegoated? Isn't it time to go after Big Pharma with the New Freedom Initiative, trying to put half of American school children on psychotropics that on their own inserts admit they cause psychotic breaks and suicide and mass murder?
That's actually a very good point, your very last one there, that has often been overlooked, and that is the prevalence of drugs for children, both of teenage years and even in elementary and middle school. And you know, this, it's not just a problem that we face, Alex, with regard to mind altering drugs, illicit drugs, illegal drugs. These are drugs that children are weaned into by their parents, by their doctors, by the schools that are looking to keep children submissive, under control. And what we're doing is we're developing generations now. This has been going on really for a couple of generations. Generations of children and young adults who are addicted in one way or another to drugs, who have not, because they are on these drugs in their formative years, do not develop the social skills, for example, that you need to operate nonviolently in society. And then we, this guy Lanza was on drugs. And another area that we need to look at is, why aren't these people being institutionalized? Why aren't they getting the help that they need, and society getting the help that it needs to keep these people off the street from harming individuals? This is not just a federal issue. States need to be tackling this as well. This character in Connecticut, apparently his mother, God rest her soul, was attempting to get him into a mental institution, but because it's so difficult to do this, it's so time consuming, she wasn't able to, and this apparently made him angrier than he already was. And of course, apparently she kept firearms around the house. Probably not a wise idea.
Yeah, not a good move. And so, because she made bad decisions, and nobody's blaming her, she's dead. The point is, I've got to lose my rights. I mean, I got to be honest, and God forbid, if I had a son that looked and acted like that, the photos are chilling. Believe me, the guns would be locked up under a giant safe, and she reported, I mean, but again, she makes bad decisions. Now we lose our rights when they have some of the most draconian gun control laws. Sir, what is the plan of attack to defend the Second Amendment by the NRA? Can you give us any foreshadowing on the press conference tomorrow?
I can't do that because we have not been, as board members, we have not been briefed yet. I wish I could, but I know absolutely nothing about what they're planning. I of course can't speak for the NRA, but I do know that as in past tragedies like this involving firearms, it's very, very important for NRA members to be openly supportive of the NRA and other firearms organizations, whether it's Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, we have GeorgiaCarry.com here in Georgia. I think it's very important for the citizens to be actively supportive of these organizations, both financially and vocally through letters to editors and calls to shows like yours and so forth, to encourage these organizations to contact and remain in contact with legislators, not just at the state level, but particularly at the federal level, to make sure that these legislators who will be voting perhaps on legislation like Schumer will likely introduce or support, Feinstein, McCarthy up in the House in New York, Peter King, and so forth, we know what they're going to be doing, and what we need to do is we need to arm those members and senators who understand the Second Amendment, who understand that the real problem is not the gun but the perpetrator. We need to let them know that we, the people, support them and will support them if they stand up to this. What we cannot allow ourselves to be is silent, so the only voice that they hear is the voice of unreason coming from people like Mike Bloomberg.
I agree, and if I was the head of the NRA giving the press conference tomorrow, I would come out and say it's terrible what happened, but I would say it is, you know, even more terrible potentially if we let the crime rates explode again like we've had under victim disarmament in this country, and then I would go over the statistics that violent crime has gone down everywhere where you have concealed carry, bringing down the total numbers nationwide. I would bring down Chicago and New York with restrictive gun laws having some of the highest rates. And I would bring up the fact that it's time to follow the Texas model and have the sheriff train and deputize the principals and teachers because
absolutely.
We have the, can you speak to that, sir?
Absolutely, and as a matter of fact, we'll probably at the organization that I'm involved with, Liberty Guard, libertyguard.org, we're readying an initiative to get out there and proactively support what Texas is doing, and that is to arm and provide proper training for being armed for teachers and school administrators so that the anybody who might be contemplating this sort of thing will know that, or even if they don't contemplate, they may be killed if they try and do this sort of thing at another school that happened at Sandy Hook, that the administrators and at least some of the teachers will have the means constitutionally guaranteed to defend themselves and the students at these schools. So that's an excellent idea and one that we are actively pushing at Liberty Guard.
Well, we've got to get on the offensive because people can say, oh, these liberals are idiots. That's why they want our guns. They don't understand more guns, less crime, as major university studies have shown, as the FBI's own numbers show. England bans all the guns. Their crime rate more than doubles. I went over all those statistics. Lowest crime rate in the world. Switzerland, where you've got to own military weapons by law.
Right.
You know, they've got bunkers everywhere for the citizens, you know, with hand grenades and rocket launchers in them. Beyond that, and you never see it. It's insane what we're facing. In the 7 or 8 minutes we've got left here, former Congressman Bob Barr is our guest. Reuters and Bloomberg, not just Bloomberg Demand, but his publications, are saying in a Reuters article yesterday that, oh, the president under law can just sign an executive order or have the ATF ban guns under rules. Well, as a constitutional lawyer, I know you know that just because Reuters says under law, and by the way, they don't give a citation, Obama can do this. Are you concerned that they're trying to mainline the idea that, well, if Congress doesn't act, Obama will? And in all his speeches, he says, we can't let this happen one more time, so that obviously as it happens more, as more Prozac heads blow their top in victim disarmament zones, they're going to have executive orders. What's your concern there? What's its constitutional standing? B, and what should we do if he tries to have orders, as the ATF did last year, trying to ban shotguns?
I worry about that a great deal, Alex. I don't think it's just some sort of weird hypothetical that you've raised. We know that this administration believes deeply that it can do whatever it wants. That is, in other words, we have a president who believes that if he believes it's in the best interest of the country, he can do it. He has an obligation to do it, whether the law, whether Congress has passed legislation that's been signed that authorizes him to do it or not. We know that there also are members of Congress who support this notion. They say, well, this is a national emergency, and just like Abraham Lincoln ignored the Constitution when he was faced with a national emergency in 1861, in 1862, so can a president now, if they're faced with a national emergency, do what needs to be done to solve the problem, whether it is
incredible.
An economic situation or something to do with firearms. And even though a president cannot lawfully or constitutionally do what you've indicated. There certainly are executive orders that can and likely will be issued that will have that net effect. It won't, may not do it directly, but there could be executive orders that move ATF, for example, in certain directions to start doing certain things that might have the net effect of putting firearms retailers even temporarily out of business. So I think we're already seeing some of that pressure on some of the firearms retailers.
No, that's right, including a story we broke last year that started in Texas. Remember when the ATF just ordered four states to not sell, you know, above two firearms to somebody? And it wasn't a law. They just said, oh, we just order you to.
Yeah. And we're seeing, I think there were two or three large retailers, not exclusively firearms, but retailers that sell firearms that are saying, well, we're not going to.
Because of liability. Yeah, Dick's.
There are some reports that I've seen that this is at least partially with the result of pressure from the government.
Absolutely. That's what the big market. Well, I mean, look at the American Freedom, the biggest manufacturer of guns in this country. Some of the only industries we've got left, six factories. They're not even talking about just selling it off now. They're talking about maybe just getting rid of it.
I saw that Cerberus, the holding company.
I mean, I see them trying to create a coordinated panic. And as you said, then say, well, we've got the executive orders. What about this report? It's at Infowars.com. It links to the Chinese People's Daily, the official government communist Chinese mouth. I mean, it's the mouth. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. This just broke at Infowars.com with the links to the People's Daily. And they say they challenge Obama to ratify the new UN treaty. And isn't part of what we're seeing, the drumbeat even before this sad massacre, the move towards getting the Senate to ratify the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, sir?
Alex, this is one reason I like to come onto your show, because you bring up so many good points that a lot of people don't readily think of. And the UN treaty, the Arms Trade Treaty, AT&T, which is being pushed by the UK, Japan, Netherlands, a number of other nations, Mexico, Brazil, all of our supposed allies, would in fact, if ratified, and it's this administration, the Obama administration, in 180-degree turn from the Bush administration, has said it supports AT&T. They haven't said exactly what they would support, but they support the process. So the process has been moving forward. It will continue to move forward, and it is part and parcel of the same anti-firearms initiative that we're seeing in this country, with a sort of an international imprimatur on top of it.
Well, my issue is, I'm, of course, as a historian and a constitutional lawyer, you know the Admiral Yamamoto quote about it will be impossible to invade the mainland. And, of course, he told the military high command this and the emperor, and he later made the statement publicly, but it came out during the trials with the occupation force there in Japan with MacArthur, that he said it would have been impossible to invade the United States because behind every blade of grass there would have been a rifle and a person that knew how to use it. It's the full quote. We have the communist Chinese with 6,000 front companies taking over most of the Caribbean ports. They've got Long Beach, all of it. They've had submarines launching missiles off our coast. The Pentagon says it's the next big main threat, not Russia. And they're telling us, you better take your people's guns. This is a foreign military power that wants to disarm the Second Amendment, which was put there to defend the Republic. Is this not meddling in our affairs? And anyone that gives them succor or supports them is a traitor.
It's like something out of bizarro world, Alex. I mean, here we have a communist dictatorship, which over the course of the last half century or so has murdered millions of its own citizens, that has disarmed its own citizens, that continues to enforce policies such as forced abortions. We have this government with a straight face, apparently, telling us that we need to disarm our citizens. citizenry. I mean, it's almost surreal in its bizarreness. And of course, for any American president to not call this for what it is, and that is a brazen, outrageous, and idiotic attempt to meddle in our affairs by a non-free country like communist China, is what's truly amazing. I mean, that the administration doesn't come out and immediately as a president. And I'd like to see the Congress, leaders in the Congress, do the same thing, call this what it is.
I agree. It's bad enough to have Piers Morgan telling us turn our guns in. I mean, what is it with all these foreigners telling us what to do? This is globalism. But you know what Mao said, Congressman? Political power grows out of a barrel of a gun, so they understand they don't want us to have political power. LibertyGuard.org. I want to get you back in the new year to track this more and also talk about your initiatives on drones and the TSA, sir.
Let's make that one of our New Year's resolutions, Alex.
All right. Former Congressman Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes. Have a great Christmas. All right, we'll be back with your phone calls and more news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The article about the communists telling us what to do is right up there at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
It's got some good guys and some bad guys in it, but it's gotten better over the last few years because of pressure. If the NRA came out and said, Release the medical records. Most of these shooters are on psychotropic drugs. Here's the insert. It causes psychotic breaks. This was a victim disarmament zone. This has got even more laws than almost every other state. Incredibly restrictive. Crime rates are dropping. This is a hoax. Obama's a tyrant. But instead, it's going to be, well, we're real sad about everything, and we'd like to work with people, but, you know, we don't think that's really what it's all about. We think that they need to get on the offense. And I forgot to ask Bob Barr what he thought of the fact that the White House is inviting the NRA to their task force. And that's what the task force is there for, is to get everybody lined up behind the president acting in an executive fashion. And you heard Bob Barr, he said he's very concerned about it because they're really trying to give a cover for this in the media like it's okay. He's already done it on everything else, cybersecurity, military, regulations, power plants. I mean, it makes my head spin how much trouble we're in. And I know I keep saying we're in trouble. I mean, that's not to scare people. It's so, it'd be like if you're backing your car up and somebody goes, honk, honk, honk. They're not being fearmongers. They're like, don't run into my car. You ever been at the mall or the grocery store and somebody's backing out and you honk, honk, honk? They're like, oh, sorry. It's not, hey, how dare you warn me, you fearmonger. And I'm like, honk, 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 honk. I live here. I love this country. My family's been here on the Mayflower, the whole nine yards. And I just, to see the communist Chinese government call for Americans to be disarmed, you've got to get this article that's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In fact, I want it red-linked. It's so important. I'm going to have the crew red-link this, please. The communist Chinese government, via its state-run media, Xinhua, if I'm pronouncing that right, the People's Daily, has called for Americans to be disarmed, arguing that the Sandy Hook school massacre demands no delay for U.S. gun control. And it just continues on from there. By the way, my voice is not more gravelly than usual, just out of the blue. Incredible wind blowing around, I guess, because Planet X is coming to kill us. I'm being sarcastic. There's all this cedar pollen blowing around that at record levels, so I'll be lucky if I can even talk tomorrow when they say the world's going to end. But it is kind of the end of the Republic as we know it when the Communist Chinese People's Daily and their national TV system is announcing, both in print and on television, that we should turn our guns in. The Xinhua is virtually the press agency for the Communist Chinese government. The organization is subordinate to the State Council, state-run media, and reports to the Communist Party of China's propaganda and public information departments. In other words, Xinhua represents Xinhua, not Chinese folks, Xinhua, represents the, I've heard them reported on the news as something different, but in other words, it represents the pinnacle of Chinese state-run media. Whatever is printed in its editorial page represents the opinion of the ruling Communist Party leaders. The article calls on Obama to exploit the tragedy to push his gun control agenda, adding that his lamed up situation represents the best position to promote it, while blaming the National Rifle Association for curtailing previous attempts to regulate firearms in the U.S. What do you mean they're heavily regulated? Nothing we do will make them happy till they're all gone. Noting that after previous mass shootings, efforts to impose gun control measures disproportionately always fail, the editorial expresses the desire that the gunman's cruelty and evil may provide a strong momentum and broader public support for the restart of gun control efforts. Yeah, they've said that on MSNBC. Piers Morgan has joked and said, yeah, let's use it. By the way, there's new Piers Morgan after we go to your calls where people are talking about how he's a wannabe King George III dictator. And he's sending out tweet images bragging, saying that, yes, he's come to conquer America. He says, born with natural British supremacy. And so he's in everybody's face saying, yeah, I'm here to take your guns. I am going to dominate you. Filthy redcoat. Establishment piece of trash. Get out of my country. Get out. Get out, you filth. Of course, he may be arrested if he returns to England for all the phone hacking and black ops he ran against people. He's a nasty operator. And he's just up there knowing he has the power structure behind him, just sniveling, I'm going to get your guns. In fact, there's another tweet he put out where they're like, you're happy these people died to use it. And he said, you bet I am. Paul Watson wrote an article about that. You bet I'm happy about that. Ugh. I mean, it's, these people are just sick. The communist government also says Obama should make a preparation for a protracted war against the Second Amendment. Wow, the communist working and aiding and abetting the filthy president. I can't even believe this. I mean, I can't believe they're like, we will help you, comrade, wage a protected war against your gun owners. I mean, this is like Red Dawn. The article adds that Barack Obama should begin to make preparations for a protracted war with a massive political cost if he wants to eviscerate the Second Amendment. It actually says a war on us. That, as Brandon Darby points out, the current Chinese government, the Communist People's Republic of China, has established in a revolution led by Mao Zedong, who killed an estimated 40 to 70 million people with starvation, executions, and re-education camps. Yeah, guys, pull up images of Chinese executions on the image search, and it shows official sports stadiums with women lined up as the photos that come up, shooting them with AK-47s. Man, heaven help us. You know, I'm going to call Watson up. This is a great article, but we should add Mao Zedong's political power grows out of the barrel of a gun in the commies' hands. And add the Yamamoto quote about, we can't take over America unless we're able to disarm them. Yeah, just type in Chinese executions, folks, and get ready. Get ready. They have big sports stadiums, and but our media will never show it. But they put it on their TV. Now, viewer discretion is advised. You know what? Let's put out an article on Infowars.com. Maybe Kurt Nemo can do it. Just showing folks political power growing out of the barrel of a gun. Yeah, click on that one in the bottom row that shows all the men and women lined up getting ready to get their heads blown off. Look at that at the sports stadiums. And, man, you can see videos of it from their news, too. I can't speak Chinese, but it's like smiling men and women on there going, ha, 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 and then speaking Chinese. And it just shows them. There's also videos during the Tiananmen Square where they're running people over with tanks and backing over them, stuff you never saw in our news. And then it cuts back to the communist Chinese television going, ha, 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 with just total satisfaction. Yong Chong, ha, 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 ha. We got to find those videos and play those and have somebody come and interpret it for us. But I went and read the text online. I put some clips of it in. Which film is it? I think it's Endgame has some clips off communist television showing it. I mean, they're the ones proud to just line it up, men, women, children, mowing them down, walking right up with AK-47s. Everybody like, ha! Sports stadiums. Ha! 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 The government got your guns. We murder you. I mean, it is unbelievable. And if you translate it into English, it would be like having Dan Rather going, how wonderful it is that we're killing these traitors. Look at that tank run over these people. I mean, it's chilling. In fact, guys, go to YouTube. We can probably even pull it up. Just type in Tiananmen Square news, Chinese news coverage of Tiananmen Square. And, I mean, it is just tanks running over, bodies splattered everywhere, lining people up, shooting them, and then just cutting back to newscasters like they're reporting on their football team winning. I tell you, the Washington Redskins defeated their enemy today and just annihilated them. I mean, and the satisfaction on the faces of the state-run media is just like, we are defeating the enemy right now, devastatingly smashing and crushing them. But it's in Chinese. And it's just incredible. Incredible. Oh, man. And now we're being told that we've got to celebrate all this. They're just getting us ready to bring in foreign troops. It's Red Dawn. I tell you, these people are just pure scum. I just can't believe what this country's turned into. It'll be Chinese troops out there on the highway sticking their hands inside your wife, and it'll be on the news. People, I salute them, the state police. Come with me, General. We'll deal with the Americans. Line them up. Just murdering us. I mean, whatever they're told, they'll do. I'm telling you, they will line you up, and they will club your brains out. The government wants to club you and your family's brains out. They're literally with the communist Chinese now, talking about how they want to get our guns and have a war on us. I mean, we are just entering hell. I'm sorry I'm ranting here. It's just freaking me out. Jeremy in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
I'm sorry, I looked at those photos of them slaughtering mainly women who didn't work hard enough in the labor camps. It just freaks me out. The Apple factories with suicide nets and forced abortions. I mean, these liberals are just the scum of murdering hell here, authoritarian trash who want to murder all of us. Go ahead. I mean, they say they want to put us in re-education camps. Their religion is raping us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that the Chinese, have said that. They,
you know, back when Clinton was in office, they actually, you know, exported, you know, many, many different types of, you know, AKs, you know, many assault rifles to the U.S., you know, and, you know, Clinton, you know, had that shut off at one point. But, yeah, I'm actually surprised that, you know, the Chinese are coming out against this.
I hear you. It says you called in about vets and PTSD. Don't worry, they're getting ready to disarm all the vets, too. And if you don't like it, Chinese troops will club your brains out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what I was going to ask you about was, I forgot where I read the article, but, yeah, they want to take away, you know, the vets coming out of the military, you know, just coming back from war. You know, they want to automatically take away their Second Amendment rights because, you know, we all have PTSD. You know, we've come back.
No, they just tell you that, and they're now telling people that have a car wreck, you have PTSD, I'm putting it in your chart. This will pay for your insurance, and then you get your Second Amendment taken away. They're just going to list us all as mentally ill. That's what re-education camps are. America is turning into a giant re-education camp.
Indeed it is. And that was a great interview with Bob Barr. I really hope he and the NRA steps up and, you know, actually does something this time. You know, the
NRA, what do you think about? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm disappointed with the NRA. I really have been for many years.
God bless you, sir. Look, I hope everybody will go to Infowars.com right now. We're going to red link it. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. I mean, this is just a foreign government, and that's what the UN is. They're in the UN treaty demanding we be taken, have our guns taken, and Obama says he's going to sign it. I mean, it's just no end. And I'm telling you, folks, if you had Chinese troops in uniforms here, the average person would just beg them to cavity search them because that's a sacrament of America now is to beg to be hurt by government. And as long as it's government, the average American just falls down and worships it because they're not Americans anymore. And those of us that are still Americans, we're the enemy. And it's just it's going to get more Twilight Zone from here. Let's go to Gene in Georgia. Gene, you heard that. The communist government says they want to help Obama and that a war needs to be waged on American gun owners. How's that sound?
Actually, that's why I called in. I've been talking about this for about a year and a half. Me and my husband wanted to adopt through China a little girl, and doing our research, we found out the girls that they had been given away, there has been basically an off balance of boys for the last few decades, and these men, these Chinese soldiers.
Yeah, there's now 45 million extra soldiers, and I thought it was a rumor 10 years ago. I looked it up. They've told them, you're going to have to conquer America to get a woman. Is that what you're about to say?
Well, you know what? They're ruthless. They're unbalanced. They're kidnapping women over there in China. I mean, it's just very off balance. These guys have no respect for life, and you're right, they're ruthless. They do things that make a cavity search seem like Christmas morning.
Now, don't worry, the state police in Texas will back them.
Well,
I think the state probably love to line up our old families with them.
It's concerning for me, and it has been. I have two boys in the military, and I have been telling them for years. I'm like, you know, this is going to happen. The government's going to ask you to rise up against your own people.
It's official now in NLEO 9 through NLEO 11. They train with foreign troops to take our guns. It's official. I've had countless military officers on who were trained at the Army War College for gun confiscation. This has been going on for 20 years as they build a secret army against us. And how do they do it? They don't care if 90% of the troops say no, they won't do it. They take that 10% or so and promote them and then put them into the Homeland Security Black Ops Command against America.
Absolutely. And then they secretly ship all 3,000 more away from home. And I think that was what Obama did just recently, shipped another 3,000 of our own boys and women back.
You know what's going to happen when all this starts unfolding, because this is the plan. People are going to not believe we warned them. But here's going to be the good news. People who don't believe all this is happening, once it really starts happening, they'll now know the whole blueprint. Okay. So that's what we're doing right now, just trying to warn as many people as we can. A lot of them will laugh, but down the road, they'll remember and know the rest of the plan. Go ahead. And they'll know submitting, because they're going to tell you, now our friends are here to fight the insurrectionist. Just submit to our foreign European Union friends. That's who the main force they're training. Chinese government. And everything will be fine. People will know. When you submit to the full foreign takeover, that's when they're going to take you and kill you. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. They're chipping away at the cornerstone, our cornerstone, the Second Amendment. Everything else will fall to the wayside. I'm even shocked during the National ID Act of 2004, 2005. I think that one was snuck under the tsunami relief bill. I saw this coming. Georgia just calls it now the Secure ID Act, where they herd you in the DMV and they take all your information and link it into
And as you know, in D.C., they're now taking blood in the District of Criminals when you get a driver's license. And of course, Bill Clinton signed an executive order to do that, but it took a long time for it to be implemented, but it's starting. God bless you, ma'am. Folks, reality is insane, and I just wish people would wake up how much grave danger we're in. The communist government is saying that, you know, Obama, get their guns, wage war on them. These are quotes. They love him. He's just, here's their comrade. That is the leadership. The people of China hate their corrupt government. Brian in Texas, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got one comment, and I got two important things to put out to you. First comment was about the way he's taking on the DPS. I used to work for one of the state departments in Texas for 17 years, and the corruption is just mind-blowing. From the governor on down, it's just phenomenal. And the only way for anybody, regardless if you're an employee or citizen, to be right is, unfortunately, you have to be ready to take them in court. And that's the only way.
No, that's it. They as long you can do whatever you want as long as you follow every order you're given. And just all of government is just stealing money, doing whatever they want at every level. It is, we're going down. I mean, the country has cancer. And all I hope is we can fix it down the road. But what kind of stuff do you see in the state?
Well, it's not this state, but it looks like the police state has officially started in a city of Arkansas called Paragould. The mayor has ordered placement of his officers to have AR-15s foot patrolling the streets.
And by the way, that's not just there. They're in full battle gear. In Colorado cities, they stand out on highways and aim guns at you as you drive by. And again, put their hands inside our bodies, aim machine guns at us, take our small children from us. They're getting us ready when they get the truck set up on the highway to load you up and ship you out. They're getting everybody acclimated to get on the trains and buses. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren.
I love this country a lot, and if people won't admit how much trouble we're in, there's no way to save it.
103 is forever.
We probably aren't going to be able to save it, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to get bad. We're going to be totally turned over to evil. God's not going to let us kill 50 million babies, 53 million, without punishing us. Just like Israel over and over again was sent into bondage every time they turned away from God's commandments. We're going to go into bondage. America's grave has been dug. Okay. We will be covering the supposed ridiculous end of the world tonight and right through tomorrow. We went and found news articles about it, and I remember this a few years ago. It reminded me that YouTube took down most of the state-run media, Chinese murdering and shooting and running over peaceful protesters at Tiananmen. We were able to find some of it. Just type in Tiananmen Square Massacre, and you got to dig through it. Some of the other video sites still have it, but YouTube, they're comrades. They're comrades. And so they don't take off Al-Qaeda killing videos, because that's the CIA and globalists staging most of that. That's used to attack the Middle East. But they will take down China. China said don't put out Red Dawn showing us invade America. They pulled the film for 2 years, re-edited it, and made it North Korea. And I want to go to Andrew and Dave and Johnny and others, but Brian, did you have something you wanted to add about state corruption or anything else?
No, sir, there was one more thing. I bought some pistol mags the other day, and I was buying ammunition from one of the suppliers I go through, and he did mention to me that he is running out, and his supplier that he goes through has no more to give, no more to distribute. And come January, he stated that all ammunition will be extremely hard to find to non-existent.
No, there's already a complete run. There was already a run. We all knew they were coming for our guns. And look. I'm going to say this again. I appreciate your call, sir. I've studied these people, and you've heard Ron Paul. You've heard countless others on here who've studied them. We have sick, psychopathic authoritarians, that's a Ron Paul quote, in control, and they plan to put us in FEMA camps. They've built them. It's public. It's all real. Now, people say, well, you're scaring us, Alex. No. I want to scare you with the facts into exposing these people. They're not going to be able to do this if we expose them. But let me explain something to you. If they nuke a city, which is in their plans, it's in their cards, if they nuke a city and say patriots did it, you know the hammer just dropped, and they're going to try to come arrest me, you name it. Okay, I know these murderers. You think they care about 20 kids at Sandy Hook? Think again. I mean, these are sick freaks who want an authoritarian system here. We are the greatest prize in the world. We are under global government with a UN treaty with the Russians and the Chinese in the treaty negotiations saying they want all Americans disarmed. We are under world government already. Now they have to get our guns. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Makes me physically ill. Oh, man, this is really getting to me. I've known a lot of stuff I haven't talked about on air just because people can't handle it. Man, if you love your families, folks, you better get really active. I mean, in everybody's face, banner hangs, calling into talk radio, doing your own YouTubes, access television. It isn't enough to get a bunch of guns and hide out in the forest waiting for them to come. You got to get in their face now. You've got to take America back now, and you've playing patty cake with the Democrats and Republicans isn't going to do it. You understand? Everybody that says, oh, the government's just dumb, they just don't know. It's a foreign occupation by foreign banks with China.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's jam in a few final calls and overdrive. And if I'm able to tonight, I'll do a broadcast that will stream at InfoWars.com 10 or 11 tonight. You know, as in many time zones, we'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours into the end of the world. It's so ridiculous. And I'll be back tomorrow. I got to do a special report, too, on the communist Chinese media saying disarm the American people and telling Obama it's time to wage war on us. That's a quote. I mean, that just confirms so much right there. Even though I know all this, I can't believe it's all starting to happen. I just dumbfounded, thunderstruck. Dumbstruck? I don't know what you call it. I just cannot believe we are allowing all this to happen. Johnny, with Solutions, you're on the air from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been practicing what I'm going to say, so just give me a second. I'm sure you're familiar with the term strike while the iron is hot.
Yes.
Well, I don't have to be a blacksmith to know that the iron has never been more hot than it is right now. And we're all familiar with Rahm Emanuel's let no opportunity go to waste. And I want to say that that goes both ways. So our government officials have decided to use this opportunity of this tragedy to take our guns away, essentially, to suspend our Second Amendment rights, our birthright as Americans. And I'm a little hopped up on coffee, so you'll have to excuse me. It's time for a counter-response. We need to respond to what they want to do to us. And I'm going to make this call on you, Alex, and you may not... I know you shy away.
No, it's okay. Just give me... tell me.
Well, this has been floated often, but I can't think of a better time than now for something like this to happen. But gun owners, libertarians...
March on Washington?
Please. 1 million people. Lewis
Here's Farrakhan the deal. Here's the deal. The enemy media complex would just completely ignore it. Instead, we need to do banner hangs and crash live TV events. We need to... do stunts. See, the enemy is designed around a frontal assault, okay? But they don't see a one-man info weapon assault or a small team assault as a threat, so their defense isn't built around that. I'm telling you, go do a banner hang today at InfoWars.com. Then they'll tune in here and hear the truth. Or do a banner hang with, you know, the government staged 9/11 or do a banner hang with, you know, our government's been occupied. You've got to get the revolutionary buzz going with banner hangs. You know what? I'll do a banner hang. I'll put out some flyers, Second Amendment flyers, and we've got millions of listeners. If you all go put them up everywhere, it will get everybody talking and buzzing. That's where the real attacks are against the enemy. They're all designed to ignore you when you go to D.C. That's why I knew what you were going to say, because at a subconscious level, people understand, hey, go confront the enemy. The enemy's full spectrum. It's global. D.C. is just a puppet command post. Their real capital is Colorado Springs and Atlanta, Georgia. The North American Union capital is Atlanta. The NORTHCOM military dictatorship, Federal Reserve command base is Colorado Springs. They're at NORAD. But, sir, you've got to, like, capture the public's attention and really expose that the government's been taken over. Kind of like V, the final battle. I'm not saying they're literally reptoids. I'm saying people got to get, hey, the government was took. You understand? It was taken over. Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to snap people out of the trance, sir, so they know bad guys are in charge and it's bigger than Obama. Do you understand me?
Alex, the activist community that I've seen, and I don't even want to say activist community, the people, okay, who are interested in these issues have never been more awake.
I understand. I'm saying we do not have a frontal assault media platform. Our power is in every one of you going and doing banner hangs in the full three-dimensional, four-dimensional world, then going and uploading it to the enemy platform, YouTube. That's the real battle zone. Most people are already plugged into the Matrix. You got to fight outside the Matrix and in the Matrix. Engage in 10,000 strikes.